Cory Morgan, backfire of attempt to cancel John Rustad holds a lesson for all political parties. Commentary. People have grown weary of cancel culture tearing down the careers of prominent celebrities and politicians over politically incorrect social media posts. Twitter has been the prime platform for individuals to self-immolate over innocuous postings. It's a short-form platform for expression that encourages candid, quick statements. In seconds, people can quickly convey an opinion or reaction to a large audience. The nature of the platform creates a minefield as reactionary mobs await with figurative torches and pitchforks for a public persona to offend, breaking what they consider acceptable orthodoxy. Nowhere has cancel culture backfired more magnificently than in the case of BC Conservative Party leader John Rustad. When Rustad caught the eye of the online outrage mobs due to retweeting what they felt was an inappropriate view, they swarmed, causing the leader of the BC Liberal Party to panic and eject Rustad from caucus. Rather than destroying Rustad's career, the cancel effort set him on a new path from being a middling and relatively unknown provincial politician to a man vying with NDP leader David Eby to become BC's next premier. The offense Rustad committed in August 2022 was to share a tweet by former Greenpeace founder Patrick Moore, questioning the role of carbon dioxide in climate change. The action was considered unforgivable by the climate change mobs, and they went nuclear. Rather than defending Rustad or ignoring the mob, Liberal leader Kevin Falcon felt the best course of action was to eject Rustad from his party's caucus. That decision was the most ill-fated choice in Falcon's now-finished political career. In February 2023, Rustad joined the Conservative Party of BC and by March had assumed the leadership of it. At the time, the party was languishing under 10% support in public opinion polls and had no seats in the legislature. People dismissed Rustad as a political has-been, taking over a fringe party in an act of sour grapes. They couldn't have been more wrong, and the rise in support for the BC Conservatives since Rustad took the leadership has been meteoric. By October 2023, Rustad's Conservatives had eclipsed the BC Liberals in the polls and had gained party status in the legislature. By August of this year, Rustad's party had taken such a massive lead over BC United that Falcon announced the party was suspending its campaign, endorsing the Conservatives, and that he was leaving political life. The implosion of BC United was as astounding as the growth of the Conservatives. Much of what caused the flight of support from the United Party was its participation in hypersensitive cancel culture. The beginning of the end was when BC United banned documentarian Aaron Gunn from running in its leadership race. The finale was the removal of Rustad from the caucus. Party supporters were tired of seeing their party capitulating to the politically correct and the ill-treatment of solid, conservative members. They were ready for a new political home, and Rustad provided it. While John Rustad is a solid political figure and communicator, he wouldn't have been the first choice if one was to predict a leader who would bring the BC Conservatives from the fringe to leading the polls as an election nears. The irony of the attempted cancellation of Rustad is if Falcon had just left things alone, BC United would still be a strong party and could have been in contention to win today. The ejection of Rustad created the political machine that would ultimately swallow the United Party. Politicians should be taking notes. Not only can public figures survive cancellation attempts, but they can also flourish under them. Voters are exhausted from watching politically motivated character assassinations under the most trivial of circumstances. They are now ready to punish the cancelers. If the chattering class's hysteria over 11 alleged traitors residing in Canada's parliament matched the ink and time dedicated to ex-postings from politicians or strange things some politician may have said at town hall meetings, perhaps the names of the compromised politicians would have been revealed by now. The public wants to hold leaders accountable, but not for something they may have whimsically posted on social media 20 years ago. People want to see figures held to account for what they are doing here and now. We have a foreign interference crisis in Canada at every level of government. If the social media warriors really want to tear people down for the betterment of the nation, they would be better served dedicating their energy to these corrupted politicians than worrying about old social media statements. Cancel culture is a trend that has hit its apex and is on the wane. Citizens certainly seem to think so. Hopefully, activists and politicians realize this too.